Time and time again, they've been down here. Tyrone May, elusive. He's got support, has he? Cleary, looking for a second. That'll do it.
Well, I think on a few occasions this week, Berkey, I've actually said it was as brave a performance I've seen from an NRL team for a long time. That was the Cowboys up against the Penrith Panthers. In the end, you always got the feeling the Panthers were just going to get there. But mind you, they left it late enough. Joining us online, Trent Merrin's desperate to get back out there. G'day, Trent.
How are we going, guys?
Good, mate. Do I sum that up okay?
Yeah, that was great. That's exactly right. We do leave to the last minute. It was really tough performance there. I think the Cowboys did well to hang in there as well as they did, especially when Morgan went down. I think that was a big loss for them. But the Cowboys stepped up, went in at half time, and then come out and played the style of footy we should be playing.
It's a bit of an anomaly, though, when you're talking about left it late, because, you know, having played the game, you're allowed to play to the 80th minute and score the try. So if it means, you know, fatigue sets in and you boys were strong in the end, Nathan Cleary again dominated it. You must be just so proud of this young bloke, Trent, and the way he's held this team, run this team.
Oh, I'm more than proud of him. But it's all credit to him. I think every day at training, I've said it before to in other interviews and to other people, that he's the last player out in the field. He's always practicing his kicking, his passing. He comes in and does extra video. So it's a credit to himself. He's just flying, and the team's just feeding off him, and he's taking control. I think over the last few weeks, he's just played a lot more composed than what he has throughout the start of the season. So that just comes with maturity, I guess.
Good to see Josh Mansour back on the crossing the chalk, so to speak, after that knee injury. He seems to be finding a bit of form again.
Yeah, he is. I think coming back from an injury like that, it's always going to take a few weeks to build your self-confidence up to get to a level where you're at before. So he's slowly doing so. He gets a bit excited too when he crosses the line. So, he was wrapped. He was over the moon, and everyone's really coming good at the best time of the season.
Nah, it is good. Mate, observing that Matty Moylan actually played about the last 10 minutes on the left wing, was it because the hamstring came back to haunt him, or was it just fitness?
I didn't even notice that. Thanks for tipping me out. But,
sorry, mate. No, I think it was just fitness, was it? I think he was buggered.
I think so too. I think they just want to sneak him back into it. But Hammy's been playing up the last few weeks. So, they put him out there. I think teammate too, they need to put him into a role, and he excelled when he went out there as well. So we've got utility everywhere, so that means putting the skipper out in the wing, then we're going to do so.
Don't worry, when Tyrone May came on and started with the big fan in the step, he sort of sparked again, so it was good.
Yeah, it's a credit to the development system that we have here at the Panthers. I think those young blokes, Dylan Edwards, Nathan Cleary, Tyrone May, those players will come through the 20s together, so it's a credit to the club.
And how about you, Trent? How are you going? We're hearing you're opt for contact today, so the knee heavily strapped. How's it all going?
Yeah, it's going great, to be honest. Probably ahead of schedule, but we just want to make sure that it's 100% before we make any big decisions. I think, like you said, I've got a decent session today, so if we get through that, I'll talk to the physios and the staff about what the next step is.
Ooh. Any hope this week?
Oh, fingers crossed. I'm hoping so.
All right.
I want to get back out there. So if it was up to me, I'd be playing, but I'm not a physio. So I'll leave it up to the blokes in better positions.
Sometimes the physios don't know, mate. You got to trust yourself, don't you?
That's it. Yeah.
Just get it right. That's the problem. Yeah, just make sure you get it. Okay, so you're hopeful of playing this weekend?
Very hopeful, yes.
Okay, which would be great. Trent, I mean, I know it's not your club, but Jared Haynes been such a big issue this week. You've had him. You've played with him, haven't you, in teams?
Yes, I have. I played a few rep teams.
How do you find him? Is he popular with the players? Is he hard for a coach? What's your take on it all?
No, he's a great bloke, Haynesy. I think a lot of the boys respect him and they love playing with him. He's one of those players that can change a game. I'm not too sure what the goal is up there. I'm not around the club. I don't know the vibe that they have there. But it's a good thing. It's out of my hands. I've got no idea. But I can just comment on my dealings with Hainsey, and he's a great player and he's a great person. So I think it's got a bit more to do than that up there, I guess.
You can sort of see it in the way, one, they're playing, say, compared to your club at the Panthers. They seem to be playing for each other. Trent, salary cap, 9.2, 9.4. What's happening? What's your take on it? Where are we going to end up?
Oh, hopefully we end up somewhere soon. It's really dragging out, but we've got a mass meeting on Monday coming, so hopefully we can all get together and nut out a number that we're all comfortable with, and it's positive for the game moving forward. So we're all really looking forward to that.
Look, Trent, as a player or as anybody, you know, you want to get your hands on as much cash as possible, right? So today's meeting, just for people who have switched in, there'll be a meeting today with the 16 bosses from the clubs. They'll meet with the NRL. The NRL will push for a lower price as they possibly can, the 9.2 clubs. Some clubs might push for more, others won't. But if they came to you on Monday, Trent, as a player group and said it's 9.2, do you say, well, that's not good enough, we need more, or do you sign off on it?
Oh, that's the big question. That's why we all get together. We'll hear what they have to say, and then we'll make a decision from that. We're not getting pushed over at all. So if we're not happy with it, we'll decline and take further process.
And that further process, could that be something like boycotting Dally M's? I know that's been thrown out there. I mean, is that how strong you guys are on this position?
Well, most definitely. But they're things that we need to talk about. Obviously, we don't want to discriminate the image of the game. That's the main thing, because it's not about us. Like I've talked about before, it's about the future of this game. So juniors coming through, the next Jared Haynes, the next Billy Slater's coming through the game. Sure. It's all about them. It's to put this game in a better position for the next players coming through. So that's where we're at with that. It's not all about the money. Like I said, we're on a good wicket now. We could live a happy life, but it's just about the development of the game and putting it in a better position for the next generation.
And Trent, I guess I'm sort of probing a little bit here, but like, say your club today agrees on the 9.2, does it put you at odds with them? Do you have discussions with them first before you go to the players' meeting on Monday that they think the best thing is for 9.2 and you may well disagree with that? Would that put you at odds with them?
Oh, I'd say so, but at the end of the day, we're there for the players. The clubs that are in good positions will probably be in the same boat as us and push for a bit more because they're deservingly so. So, a few clubs might be, their noses be a bit out of joint. But like I said, this is a player thing. It's something that we're pushing for, and we've got to stand up to it.
Just to take you down a different track for the time being, you had the Wallaby boys out your place the other
day.
Academy. It would have been shirts off at 10 paces there, wouldn't it? Just to say, hey, who's bigger? I think I've got you.
I would have kept my shirt on. Don't worry about that. No, but they're out here. It's great. It's great. Great experience for us boys to mingle with the Wallaby boys. They're walking around the place. They're massive humans, to be honest. They've got our boys covered. But it is awesome. It's great to have them out west. The community love it. And we're feeding off it. I think they're checking out the academy over the week, and I think they're surprised with how good it is too. So, mate, it's a positive effect to get the Wallabies out here in God's country in Penrith.
All right. It's a cracking game on Sunday. No wonder you want to get out there, mate. The Raiders are a big challenge at the moment. They're on a roll. You blokes are on a roll. And if you defeat them, you'll be assured at finals footy, and they won't be able to play finals footy.
Yeah, it's a cracker. Like you said, it's one of the games I want to push forward to get back into. I think the next to finish the season, they're all must win games. So to go in their backyard like we did last year when they knocked us out, it'd be great to do the same thing to them. But we're just focusing on just going up there and playing our role and getting the job done.
Fantastic, Trent. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Good luck in your rehab. Hope you get out there on the weekend, and look forward to seeing you travelling around.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.